How could one argue with the isness of this moment once you realize that the entire cosmos is connected, interconnected? Everything in the cosmos is totally interconnected. Physicists know that. So nothing that happens is isolated, an isolated event. It is connected with the totality. And within the totality, it makes sense. In many, many cases, you could never work out through your understanding, mental understanding, how an event that on the surface looks senseless or looks as if it shouldn't be happening, you could never work out through intellectual understanding how the totality has brought this event about. Because no mind, no human mind can even understand a fragment of the totality. It would be presumptuous to an absurd degree to believe that through the human mind you could understand the totality of the universe. And then explain it through words, using five vowel sounds. A, I, E, O, U. Five sounds are the basic sounds. And then there are the others, I can't remember what they're called, consonants, I think. They are sounds that are produced through air pressure, produced by sh, pff, sh, pff. So you have the five vowel sounds plus a few noises produced through air pressure. And we believe that we could explain something. The universe. So it is how you see how useful it is to give up trying to understand. But what we can see, and this is confirmed not only by the ancient wisdom traditions of humanity such as Buddhism, but also even through recent discoveries in molecular atomic physics, the interconnectedness of all things, that we can know. Yes, we don't know how, we can't understand how, in what way, but we can see, yes, it all is ultimately one. The universe is one. It is one both at the unmanifested level, the primordial one, the unconditioned one, the unborn, as the Buddha called it, the unborn, the uncreated, the unmanifested. Beautiful saying of the Buddha, he said, there is, O monks, that's how the translation goes, there is, O monks, the uncreated, the unborn, the unmanifested. If there were not the uncreated, the unborn, the unmanifested, there would be no escape from the born, the created, the manifested. So to, yes, we can see it. The universe is one both as the unmanifested, obviously, and it is one as an organism, even in the manifested realm. It is one organism, which has many different cells to it. One cell in the organism is humanity. Humanity also is one organism. And what humans are doing to each other is a diseased organism in many ways. So the universe is one organism. Whatever happens has its place within the totality, even if it seems completely incomprehensible. And many things do happen that say, why is this happening? And just to simply see what one could call the inevitability of what is within the context, the larger context of the whole. To see the inevitability of whatever form this moment takes in your life. Whatever happens, could not be otherwise.